Jennifer in South Carolina is having some trouble with a painting project. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. Last spring, about 9 or 10 months ago, I painted several pieces of wooden furniture with latex paint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have done this in the past many times. In the past, I've used semi-gloss and flat paint.
Uh-huh.
This time, the only thing I did differently was I used satin.
Okay.
And because I live in a very humid climate, I did even do this in a room that with a dehumidifier running.
Okay.
24 hours and waited a long time between coats. Here I am almost a year later, and everything is still sticking.
Oh, that's weird. Was it new paint?
Yes.
It was brand new paint.
Mm-hmm.
What was the finish? Was the finish consistent amongst all the pieces?
Yes. I mean, I did probably 4 to 6, I think probably more like 6 coats.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of coats.
Yeah.
I never put that many coats on.
You think that's the problem?
I think you
probably.
That might be part of the problem. Usually 1 to 2 coats, a primer coat and a top coat is all you need. I think you overdid it here.
Well, I've never used primer. Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, it's always a good idea. You know, primer's the paint that makes the top paint stick, especially when you're painting furniture or something of that nature. It's a good idea to sand lightly and then prime the whole thing. You get a really good solid surface to adhere the top paint to. Then one more coat and you're done.
Yeah.
I think in this situation, she's going to have to strip it down, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Especially if, Jennifer, when you painted that piece of wood furniture, there was already, say, a finish on it. You need to make sure that you either sand that finish off or use a liquid sand.
I did use a liquid sander.
Sometimes the liquid sander isn't aggressive enough, depending on what's on there, especially if it's, you know, like a super high gloss, almost like... you know, an enamel, but it's like a clear gloss on it, almost like a resin coating. So you really need to make sure that you get down to some sort of raw wood and that you can feel it. I think the best thing for you to do now is to buy a chemical stripping agent, spray it on or roll it on, whatever the proper application is per that manufacturer that you pick up, and let it do its job and then scrape off that old finish and start from scratch. And I really would not do more than 2 coats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, wonderful. That's why I called you all. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.